This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back. As we celebrate the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, we're proud to have with us over the phone the sister of the civil rights leader, Christine King Ferris. She's here this morning to talk about her new book, My Brother Martin, A Sister Remembers Growing Up with the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It's our pleasure to welcome Christine King Ferris to the show.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, let me ask you this. Now, growing up, again, you are the sister of Martin Luther King Jr. Growing up, did you have any idea of the man that your brother would become or what he would mean and how he would change the world? Any idea?
No, I really didn't in terms of, the impact that he had on the nation and the world. No, I did not know that because he had a rather normal background. And growing up, and that's what I tried to impart in the children's book that I just authored, to let young people know that he grew up just as a typical boy like they're growing up.
So that led to your decision to write the book?
Yes, I wanted young people, because I speak to young people all the time in schools and so forth, and they tend to look at him as if he's like, I have coined the word, like an icon, someone who came from outer space or whatever. And they need to know that he was normal, young man. Grew up just like, and liked to play and mischievous things just as children do now.
Now, in the book, you say that your parents took great measures to shield you and your brothers from segregation and racism. Is that right?
Yes.
So give us some examples and tell me why you think they did that.
My father, more so than my mother, grew up in a rural town, Stockbridge, Georgia, which is no longer rural, of course. It's a suburb of Atlanta. But he experienced all kinds of prejudices and racism. And he's often said that he didn't want his children to come up as he came up. So he was always seeking a better life for his children. And so we were really, as much as he could, shield us from those things. We never saw him anymore riding a streetcar. He would not do that because he encountered some incidents from riding a streetcar, so we never saw him on public transportation. And he tried to keep us from going downtown, like to the theaters that were segregated, where in the Park Theater, famous theater, where you had to go outside up steps to what we call the buzzard roof, that kind of thing. And so that's how we came up.
Now, tomorrow is the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Tell us what we all can do to keep your brother's dream alive.
My brother talked about anyone can be great because anyone can serve. So our whole idea is about the service. And on that day, the day of the birthday, we ask people to engage in some type of service to others. That was the message that he left with us. On one of the last sermons that he preached at Ebenezer, he talked about being a drum major. And in essence, he was saying, be a drum major for service, for justice. He even quoted, if I can help somebody, then my living will not be in vain. Mm-hmm. So it's that kind of philosophy, idea, and actually that's the way my brother lived and carrying that out. It is up to us that are left to continue what he started.
Ms. Ferris, once a young person has read the book, what is it that you want them to walk away knowing?
That they too can do great things, and that they can do things, make contributions in this world. If that message gets across, then young people won't just look at him as, something way out that they cannot attain. They can make a contribution in their own way, whatever it is. I don't say that we necessarily will see another Martin Luther King Jr. in our lifetime, but that we can see people working together and making contributions to this world to make it a better place.
And again, this morning, we're speaking to Christine King Ferris, the sister of the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I'm Rodney Lear. You're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. Now, finally this morning, Ms. King Ferris, what's your fondest memory of your brother Martin?
People often ask me that, and I say that I remember him as a loving brother. That was our relationship. I did not view him as someone as other people view him. He was my loving brother, and we had that brotherly, sisterly relationship. That's how I remember him, as a, you know, as a brother, person who, you know, had a heart full of love for humanity and always wanting to see how the world could be made better by people coming together and caring about each other.
All right. And with that, we know you're out of time this morning. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to Christine King Ferris, author of the book, My Brother Martin, A Sister Remembers Growing Up with the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. For more information on Christine King Ferris, you can go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Like us there. We'll have additional information there. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine right after this.